How are you?
Good. How are you this morning?
I'm doing very well. I wanted to talk to you about something I have no experience with because I've never operated a motorcycle before. But I wanted to talk to you about the repeal of the helmet law.
Sure.
It's always been a topic here. I have many relatives who ride motorcycles. And they always tell me, Tony, we would ride with the helmets, but we think it's a matter of choice. And many other states throughout the United States have this choice.
Sure.
Tell me your perspective of the repeal of the helmet law.
Well, first of all, this is sort of a dueling ideas that we in America hold as important and supportable. That is the freedom to choose what you do with your own body. And second, your freedoms sort of end where somebody else's nose begins. And it's the nose begins part of it that is in particular troubling. Not that I think it's a wise decision to ride helmetless, but people who are injured on a motorcycle propose a cost to society, the cost in the emergency room where they're taken care of, if they're permanently disabled, particularly mentally impaired, which is germane to when you consider not riding with a helmet, then they become a cost for the state for the duration of their life if they end up in a nursing home and in particular on Medicaid. It could cost millions of dollars per case. The Secretary of State's office and the Department of Community Health were giving me numbers that there are 10 or 20 of these cases per year in the state of Michigan. That's over their lifetime, $10 or $20 million as an add-on to our Medicaid budget. That's not a small number. Florida had a law about motorcycles, and the folks there argued that it was their right to ride without a helmet, and they repealed it, and they saw their accident rates go up, and so they reinstituted their helmet law. Now, the helmet people, anti-helmet people, argue that the Florida's analysis of this was flawed, and so on the bill that was passed in the Senate, I worked to improve it. Not that I, at the end of the day, was willing to completely support it, but tried to make it better. And our law, if indeed the House passes it and the governor signs it, hope the governor vetoes it, by the way, will require a four-year study about any increase in accidents and the causes of those accidents. And there's a sunset to Michigan's law so that it, in fact, will go away and we'll go back to using helmets unless the legislature, in the analysis of that study, finds that I'm wrong, that helmets don't confer additional safety on motorcycle riders.
Well, Senator Kahn, it's interesting, and not trying to be callous, but that we would have to pay for the choice for the mistake of someone else via tax dollars.
Well, yeah, I don't like that part of it because I've got other things I can use that money for. I'm chair of appropriations. Every day somebody tells me about, for example, a pothole in a road that really we need to have fixed or some good program in the government that we've had to curtail or eliminate because of our prior budget woes. So I'd like to get bang for the buck, and I agree with you. I think that people who make these choices ought to have to personally live with them. And from my other life, I'm a physician, a cardiologist, and I had the unhappy responsibility to see these people in emergency rooms. They tend to be young people, young males, and tell their mothers or girlfriends, sweethearts, wives, that they were, well, brain dead. And then the worse responsibility in some important ways to start talking to them about whether they'd like to consider organ donation. Some people I know don't call them motorcycles. They call them donor cycles. And this is a significant issue of I think, a flawed choice. and of passing the cost of those choices on to other people. It's wrong.
So, Senator, how do you think the governor is going to react when he has to make a decision?
He said that he would like to consider this bill as part of an overall transportation review package of bills. Now, I'm not completely sure what all he wants to have in that package, but he did say that in October, I believe, he's going to talk about transportation reform. I suppose there'll be something about the bridge in there and something about the amount of money that we're putting into transportation. I'm just guessing. And this bill and others. So we'll find out what he thinks about it at October-ish.
All right. Before I let you go, I've got about 45 seconds here. Wanted to get your take. What's going to be the hot topic when everyone gets back from a break? What's going to be the next legislation that you folks dive into?
Well, personal property tax issues are being discussed now, and there's a bill coming up on that, and the administration and the legislature is working on that. We have to finish off in the House the consideration of funding for Medicaid. That's the claims tax. Those will occupy a fair amount of energy.
All right. Senator Kahn, thanks so much for coming on the program. Enjoy your week.
An honor to be here.